Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush. He played for keeps. The enemy was all around. Didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back. He was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, 'cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. One of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his golden arm, but his spirit still is on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol.
The Last Patrol Radio Show is a radio show dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police, security, firefighters, and EMS. This is a Veterans to Veterans ministry. By God's grace, we're here to have and to serve, help bring the truth to you through the word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man in the canine handler in the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond that we have as veterans is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and hear from Him and how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio Program is a Talk to Vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veterans community and the caring and loving people who bring information and loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are in the brave. Now, normally you know I have more that I say in our introduction, but today is a very special day. And I wanted to underline this part of the introduction that I do each week, and that is about the Christian veteran community and also the community of the loving people who care and have gratitude for the veterans. I was very honored this past Saturday to go up to Belmiro Lopez State Veterans Nursing Home in Lana Lakes. I was invited and by the Honor Flight organization, and what a wonderful organization. As you know, Honor Flight normally does a special event where they take veterans up to Washington, D.C., where they fly them up there for no charge, and they get to see the veterans' memorials up there, and then they get to come home. But before they go, and when they come home, they receive a huge send-off, color guard teams, by volunteers, by people that just want to say thank you. I recorded live an event that happened this past Saturday, and it was a wonderful, wonderful event. This is going to be kind of like a live radio broadcast. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and we'll start the broadcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, this is Pastor Ted with the Last Patrol Radio Show. We are recording live here in Land O'Lakes, Florida at the State Veterans Nursing Home. Honor Flight has come to this nursing home and is doing a very, very special. Honor Flight normally takes veterans to the Washington, D.C. Memorial for the World War II veterans. In this case, they've come to a nursing home. And the reason why they're here is these vets that are here cannot travel. But what they're doing is they're doing a very special honoring of these veterans. It looks like there's over 100 volunteers that have shown up to help with this incredible, warm, and loving ceremony. These veterans that are here in the nursing home, and for an extremely great treat today. They're going to be able to not only meet a bunch of people that really care for them, they're also going to receive gifts. They're also going to receive...
Oh, hi, this is Pastor Ted again. We're talking to Bruce Gonberg.
Gonberg.
Bruce is a U.S. Air Force veteran. It's funny how Air Force veterans seem to attract each other real quickly. You've been here how long at the nursing home, Bruce?
Right now, just about a year, exactly a year.
How they treat you?
Perfect. As my younger daughter tells me, from what I tell her, it sounds like you have a wife that doesn't nag you. It sounds like you have everything. But, you know, we have three meals a day, which are outstanding. Have a place to sleep, do my laundry, I exercise in the room next door. They have a nice system of some pulleys and weights and machines and so forth. I work out there an hour and a half a day, keep myself in shape. This is the best I've felt in years. Best I have felt in years.
You and I both look like we could be pulling guards for the Green Bay Packers. So maybe in a few weeks we can see if they need a couple walk-ons.
Sure. I'll do that.
Me too.
I'd love to hit people. don't take that from me.
Today, a very special day. Honor Flight is here.
Yes.
And it's Honor Flight from West Central Florida. And normally they do their event is where they take people from nursing homes or disabled veterans and take them to Washington, D.C. and show them the very special monuments that are there. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, there are some people here that can't go, that are unable to travel, and they've come here. I am just kind of blown away about how many people have showed up here today to honor the veterans. There's got to be at least 150 to 200 people out here in the hallways right now to honor the veterans. As a veteran, from your heart, what does that mean to you?
It just shows the interest that families and maybe the people in the area here, if they're coming, if people in the area are coming, you know, the feeling that they have toward us here. Mm-hmm. And that they're willing to support us here and attend such a nice event, a great event. Because, again, I was in the Vietnam War, and when I came home from Taiwan, I was getting out of the service. I was going to McCord Air Force Base to process out. And I was walking down the hallway with an Army Ranger, the hallway in the airport. And this was back in 73.
Yes.
So they still had a lot of those kinds of people, certain kind of people that were there, holding up the signs, you know, calling us baby killers, spitting in our face.
Yes.
That was not nice. That was not fun. So we did not, I don't think, got the reception that the World War II vets got. You know, the ticker tape parades, all the crowds in New York City and so forth. And World War I people got that when they came back. So I think it's great for us. And I sometimes don't consider myself a Vietnam vet because I wasn't there. But for the veterans of that time, it's going to be a great...
It was hard for anybody in uniform at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you nailed it when the disrespect that we received when we came home was so prevalent throughout the country.
Yes.
It seemed like everybody was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But today is a special day, and I'm glad to meet you. And I just want to say this to you, welcome home.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting me give my speech. But,
okay.
No, it's great. It's
good.
It's a good thing.
And hopefully we'll get a chance to come back and see you. I'm not too far away. I'm here in Tampa.
Okay. All right.
And thanks again.
Okay.
God bless
good
you.
Enough. Bye-bye. Thank you so
now.
Much.
Talking to Ed Moyer, who was a first sergeant in the U.S. Army. His years of service from 1956 to 1982, 27 and a half years serving our country. God bless you. And thank you for your service. We do appreciate that. Now, being an Air Force, you're a big brother, U.S. Army, so I do look up to you. Being a first sergeant, you way outrank me. But listen, tell me, how long have you been here at the nursing home?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years, okay. Where are you originally from?
Pardon?
Where are you from?
I was born and raised in Northwest Illinois.
Whereabouts?
Where Interstate 80 crosses the Mississippi River, about 10 miles north of that, on the river, a little place called Cordova.
I'll be darned. I'm trying to think of the town that's right across the river there.
Princeton.
Princeton, okay.
Are you familiar
with Crystal Lake, Illinois?
Yes.
I went to high school there.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I think I raced up there once or twice.
What did you race?
Boats.
I'll be darned. We have a lot in common. We have a lot in common. Listen, tell me about your stay here, and this looks like a wonderful facility.
It's been good. It's been good. I'm trying to do physical therapy now, a lot of it, so I can get up and walk and leave here soon.
Ed, today is a very special day. You understand? Now, we understand the honor flight. Normally, they take veterans up to Washington, D.C., so they can see some of the monuments and so forth. But they decided to do something special here at the nursing home. And tell me, what have you seen, and what do you think about this event? It's spectacular.
I like it.
It's great.
I like it. I've got so many friends. This is not really about me. I don't think so. As much as it is them.
Yes.
I have so many friends and so many people.
You know, Ed, walking around and visiting and talking to the folks here, I get a sense of feeling that a lot of people are looking at us and veterans as older guys, and there's some younger guys here too. This country is a great country. You and I raised our hand to serve this country. I thank God that we did. I thank God that there's still men and women that are doing that today. I know that we're amongst friends here. We're amongst our brothers and sisters right here. What a wonderful place to be here with other vets.
Serving your country is an honor.
Yes, it is.
And it's something everybody that does it should be proud of. Now, in the Army, or like any military service, I was always in joint services.
Mm-hmm.
When I was with Air America, I was, a joint operation,
mm-hmm.
joint service.
Mm-hmm.
At MacDill, joint service. In my unit, we had the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. We had
mm-hmm.
everybody. And I just happened to be the guy in charge of the non-commissioned people. But I had a commander that was an Air Force captain.
Mm-hmm.
He did well.
Well, I'm glad.
He did. No, he really did. He did well.
Good.
It wasn't where, when you get mismatch of different branches, they get a little confused and don't know what each other is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case with him. When he left here, he went to Fort Stewart, Illinois. I think it's Fort Stewart, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a good facility. If you apply yourself when you're serving your country, it can prepare you to be a good civilian. When I got out, I had my own business. I got my own business. And I made enough money to take care of my wife. When I pass on, I did well. But the military prepared me for that. I really believe that.
I feel the same. I know that coming back and what we did, we were so honored to be here. But that preparation that we had as veterans, we've been through the worst.
Yep.
Everything now is the icing, right?
Yep.
That's the way I looked at it when I came back also. I want to thank you so much for talking, Ted.
You're quite welcome.
God bless you. And
God bless you.
Ed, you're a good man. Even though he's a first sergeant, he's way above my pay grade.
Ed, I wanted to, both of you actually,
uh-huh.
wanted to escort you both down to the little dining area. They're going to start the presentation, and
okay.
I wanted you guys to see it.
Great, great.
You ready? Come on, you want me to push you, Ed? Are you good? Or
I can move on.
The general purpose meeting area where all the veterans are in now, they're seeing a movie which is showing the different memorials in Washington, D.C., and right outside that door that leads into there, that main entranceway, lining the hallways here of the nursing home are volunteers. There are a group of maybe 150 to 200 people lining these doors and lining these areas that have come here today to pay respect and to honor those veterans here in the nursing home. Right at the when they first come out that door after this movie, they're going to be met by the Pasco Sheriff's Department Honor Guard, standing there in full uniform. Then, of course, as they pass, there are different veterans groups and different volunteers that are lining this area. There's even canines out there. There's service dogs, and there's dogs that come and visit the nursing home. There's a very unique group that we just saw a little bit, and it's called Santa's Drill Team, which is
a bunch of grizzly veterans with beards that do a non-synchronized drill team, but it was a pretty neat presentation that they did. But all along here are veterans and patriots. All along here are people that are going to pay their respect, their honor, and maybe today some of these veterans, as they're wheeled through here on their way back to their rooms, will get the welcome and the love that they have so missed. This is a wonderful event. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be able to be part of this, just to be able to give you the live feed of what's going on. A lot of American flags. There's gift bags for all the veterans that are there. There's over 120, I believe, veterans that are here in this nursing home. And there's hundreds of people that have showed up on this day to honor them.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. One of the veterans just came out and was coming down the hallway, and you can hear the crowd clapping and reaching out to grab his hand. I'm with
Bob Elkins, Santa Bob.
Santa Bob, and I've got to say this. So we talked about this a few seconds earlier. These guys are part of Santa's drill team. They're all veterans, all with white beards. They all, I think, they have jobs during December. Pretty busy, I bet.
But, we are.
But tell me about your organization and who thought of this.
Well, you know, we are all professional Santas.
Okay.
And veterans. So we were just talking and we thought about, you know, what could we do as Santas and veterans in the off season when we're not busy? So we put together a team. We do patriotic presentations at American Legion. We do 4th of July parade, Memorial Day parade, you know, that type of thing. Any place where there's veterans together that we can come and do patriotic presentations, like the story of the War of 1812, when our flag, when the Star Spangled Banner was written, the story of our flag, it takes it from the very beginning to all the wars and everything. And when we do that in front of a group of veterans, there's hardly a tear in everybody's eye.
What a great organization and such a unique idea. Courage, pride, and honor. Santa's drill team. That's what it says on the back of their uniforms here.
That's right. And we carry big candy canes instead of rifles. We have drills with those candy canes, but remember,
we never
claim to be a precision drill team. We'll be glad to do it for you on radio.
Okay.
You look really good.
I know. I've been told I have a good face for radio myself. But look, guys, who came up with this idea?
Myself and a couple other Santas that are no longer active in it.
And
we formed a drill team in 2010. We're 6 years old.
Gotta have a real beard.
I'll tell you what, this is a. I'm looking forward to see you guys at more vets events. And tell me about this today and what this means. We got another veteran coming through, and you can hear the applause of the crowd as they come by.
Thank you, sir, for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, they do, the Honor Flight does, you know, 5 flights a year to Washington. Mm-hmm. And we participate in the orientation for those veterans flying up there.
Mm-hmm.
We do this program we did today, and sometimes we do the Pledge of Allegiance. Red Skelton's version, where he used to do a thing, teach the children what the words of the Pledge of Allegiance mean. We do that in a quasi-military formation. That's just cool.
That's cool. Is that on YouTube by chance?
Yes, sir, it's on YouTube.
We will make sure our folks on the radio audience turn in and tune into YouTube and look for Santa's Grill Team.
Yep.
Thank you for talking to us today. God bless you guys and what you're doing, and stay safe. And
any veterans groups out there that want to have us come to a banquet or a get-together of some sort.
Okay, how can we reach?
Put on a little entertainment. Santa Bob, it's santasdrillteam.org.
Santasdrillteam.org. Outstanding, gentlemen. God bless you. Welcome home.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Qualified.
All right.
America,
veterans now are coming out of the multi-purpose area. And you can hear the music. Veterans are walking on their own. Some of them are being pushed in wheelchairs down the hallway. But what an incredible turnout. And the look on these men's faces as they're coming out and they're being greeted with American flags and people cheering and is absolutely breathtaking. We live in a wonderful country. We live in a country that's people's hearts are right there. They care. Live band performing as they come out through the doorways through the hallway here in the breaks areas. Are coming out of the area, of the gathering area. The enthusiasm of the crowd is heartfelt. I'm with Michael Brown. Michael Brown is the Patriot Guard Riders. And what a wonderful organization you guys belong to. And tell me, Michael, a little bit about the Patriot Guards and yourself. How'd you get involved with it?
I got involved in it to serve veterans and honor veterans, to be there at their final time. And we're about an organization. organization. We have 375,000 strong. It's nationwide. There's no entry fee. There's no membership. It's everybody comes as you are. You don't have to ride a motorcycle. You don't have. You can have a car. All you have to do is respect veterans.
That's outstanding. Tell us about today.
Today is a special day. We're here at the Baltimore Lopez Veterans Home to honor all these veterans, and they're the people that made our country free.
Thank you, guys. You guys have been to a lot of my friends' funerals that I've had to do service for, and I appreciate what you guys do to protect the veterans even on their final trip.
Well, we're honored to be there. That's what we're there.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
You too.
I see your hat, Vietnam vet. Welcome home, brother.
Well, thank you very much.
What year were you there?
I was there, let's see, what was it, 73, 74, 75, and 76.
Okay. Who were you with?
I was with U.S. Navy on U.S. Coast of Riskany and U.S.
Okay.
U.S.
That's great. I was Air Force myself, Air Force Secret Service Gate 71 and 72. Thank you for being here, brother, and welcome home.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Got an airborne ranger here, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for your service. Thanks for being here, too.
Yep.
And it's an incredible day. The music's great. And the
camaraderie is great.
It is. It absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Seeing these brothers out here. It is.
You can't take away from the pride that it gives them.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
And for a lot of guys out there, and I know there's guys our age, there's some Vietnam vets in this nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
They've never had this before.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
For you guys, for the Patriot Riders, for you guys to show up, this means a lot. It means a lot. And God bless you and your organization. I hope you guys stay safe on the road out there on those bikes and people look out for you.
Yes, sir.
And you have a wonderful mission.
We will.
Just thank you.
And thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. There's an old saying, they saved the best for last. It's just so appropriate. The last person in line from the nursing home is an Iraqi war vet. Probably the youngest man here. Last following the line that's going through the all the patriots that are waving the flags and cheering. What a wonderful touching point. From World War I, Korea, Vietnam, the Desert Storm, all the way to the last Iraq and Afghanistan. They're all here. They're all here at this facility, and they're being well loved today. I'm here with John Torrenda and with Honor Flight out in West Central Florida. What a wonderful event that you had here today. I want to thank you for letting me come and witness this and be a part of this. Tell me, how do you feel?
Always just incredible about all the volunteers and the veterans, and I get to sit out and look at all those veterans. It's just amazing. They gave us our freedom, and they kept us free. And because of that, I get to do whatever I still want to do. What a great nation.
John, tell me about your organization a little bit.
We are comprised of entirely 100% volunteers.
Okay.
And everybody just does what needs to be done, always. You just have to look at them. I think you heard me talk.
Yes.
Talk and just say, we don't even have time to say hi to you. Thanks for being here. Just make it happen. You don't have to tell them what to do. We just all just make it happen.
You know, when you have people that have a mission in their heart and they want to be able to serve and say thanks to their fellow man, it's wonderful how it comes together.
They came from hundreds of miles as volunteers for this event today. But they do that all the time. So, you know, I do the departure, and I don't even have the meeting anymore at departure. Everybody's there at 3:30 in the morning. Okay? They just look at you and you just say, over there maybe, huh? You know, or whatever over here. I don't even assign jobs anymore. They just do them. Just do them.
It's kind of like being a brigadier general, I guess. You just you have all those troops in line, and you're just there to oversee it.
They just do them. Just do it every day. God bless all of them, and God bless America. We're lucky, and he did, with the veterans that he did.
Well, as a veteran, we want to thank you for what you're doing. And I noticed the necklace around your neck. And as a Christian, we can both thank God for this wonderful time.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for your service.
Inviting us here today. Tell me a little bit about your organization. How did you get involved in this?
Sure.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Inviting us here today. Tell me a little bit about your organization. How did you get involved in this?
Sure. I got involved with this a couple of years ago. A gentleman came to my Rotary Club and did a presentation, and I was extremely moved. In my family, both of my grandparents were in World War II. My one grandfather never spoke of it, and I had another grandfather who was a prisoner of war who spoke about it almost every day, and he shared with the family what it was like to be a prisoner of war, to make sure that we understood our freedoms, how to properly display the flag, honor the flag, honor the veterans. He was very, very active in the POW and the Purple Heart, so that washed off on the whole family. When he passed, that was a big devastation in our lives. He was my greatest influence. And this came about, and this was a way for me to honor my grandfathers, especially my Grandpa Al. And I said, let's go to the welcome home. My dad and I both went, and we were overwhelmed by the thousands of people that came to watch and just cheer for these veterans as they came off a flight all day at Washington, D.C. And I said, at that point, I've got to get more involved. I have to do it. And my dad laughed, and he was like, well, you've got a million things on your plate. What's going to give? And I said, you know what? It doesn't matter, because this is important and a way for me to continuously say thank you and I love you to my grandfather. So I contacted the Honor Flight, and yeah, I said, I want to help. And next thing I knew, I dove in head first, not just feet first, head first. And one flight later, two flights later, I'm doing the public relations for him, and I am just so blessed. Every single time that I am able to write a press release, come to an event, say thank you to these veterans, it just makes me cry. I mean, overwhelmed with emotion.
Today was a very special day, and I thank you for inviting me. And as the veterans came out one by one and walked through the hallways here, which was lined with, there must have been 150 people that showed up here today to help and to wave flags, and the band playing the music, it was really heart-wrenching, and inside my throat, it kind of lumped up a little bit, and I just wanted to say from my heart to you, thank you.
You're welcome.
For doing this for my brothers and sisters who served our country, and that we know as long as there's people like you who have this heart to serve and have the heart to honor those that have served, our country is still going to be great.
That's right. Not everybody had the availability to get a thank you when they came home. Mm-hmm. All the different wars were different. When people came home from whether it was World War II, Korea, Vietnam, they all came back to a different situation. But it was because of each one of them and their time and all of the tribulations that they went through that I am able to have, and my six-year-old daughter is able to have, the freedoms that we have today. So it is our obligation, the way I look at it as an American, to say thank you. And that's the way we're teaching our daughter, is to turn around every time she sees a veteran and somebody in uniform. You go up, you thank them, you shake their hand, you buy their meal. Just those small acts, that's just the right thing to do. You know, I have friends who say, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you making such a big deal of it? And I just look at them and say, why aren't you? And
good question.
Their face just dropped. And I look at them and said, you know, it's because of these people who literally stopped their lives to serve us, whether it's in our own country, whether it's overseas. They've gone on multiple deployments. They've been in jungles. They've been in airplanes. It's because of them that we can walk around and go to the mall and laugh and not worry about things that people in other countries worry about. So I always ask them, why aren't you teaching your kids just to go up and say thank you?
You know, I imagine if you cut your finger, it's going to bleed red, white, and blue.
It will.
And that's a good thing.
And that's my grandfather's doing right there. You know, I have to say, in doing so many of these, I feel very honored every time I get to see a veteran and say thank you. But today was something different. We were in the room, and they were doing a mail call.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons we do a mail call is to let all the veterans know that people still love them. You know, that was such a joyful time when you're in the service. And, hey, somebody back home remembers me, loves me. You know, I'm not just out here and you forgot about me. So this is a way to do that. Today, there was a gentleman. We're doing mail call, and it's going kind of crazy. And this guy's face lit up like it was a firecracker. And he said, it's me. And right then and there, I was just like drawn to tears, because that is exactly the reaction that we wanted of him to know, yes, that's you. And yes, you have a thick, heavy packet of letters from not only the congressmen and local officials, but school kids and family members and random people from the community that draw pictures and just say thank you. That's what we wanted. There was a gentleman that was crying, visibly shoulders up and down, shaking, crying. And I went over and I asked him if he was okay. And he just looked at me and he said, why are you doing this? And I just smiled and gave him a hug. And I said, because you did what you did. And he just kept crying, and then I started crying. But it's that the gentlemen that go through, and I find this mostly with the World War II generation, a lot of them will come up and say, why are they saying thank you? Why are you making such a big deal? And I'll look at them kind of perplexed and say, well, because you deserve it. You, like every other soldier, put your life on the line. And they'll look at me 9 times out of 10 and say, that's just what we did. And you know, you're right. It brings me back to my core to say, that was a different time. That was, you just did it. And then you came back and you went into your life and you started a job and a family and you did it. And for those servicemen who came back that the country wasn't very nice to, that breaks my heart, because that to me is not right, and I want to be able to say I'm sorry and thank you to, on behalf of the rest of the country. If one person can say thank you, hopefully that'll mean a lot to them.
As a Vietnam vet, it means the world. And when people, I've often thought, how can I answer when people say thank you? And I prayed about that. I said, I want to say the right thing for it. And the Lord showed me to say, you're welcome, because you're worth it.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that, on the flip side, makes me, as a person who would say thank you, just be humbled to my core. These whole welcome homes are extremely emotional, because these vets can't fly. We can't take them up to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials that the country has built for them, because they may have health reasons or different things that go on. So being able to bring that to them is such an amazing thing. And then like today, I mean, a plethora of 150-plus volunteers coming out to the point that people couldn't move. There were so many volunteers. I mean, that's just a testament unto itself.
I was quite amazed when I drove through here and I saw the parking lot was already full.
Yeah.
And the gentleman was up to help direct the traffic. All the handicapped spots were taken. He says, can you walk? And I said, yeah, I'll walk. Don't worry. I've got to get in there. I've got to see what's going on. It's just.
And I have to tell you, the group that puts this together, they're all volunteers, every single one of them. They take their own time, sometimes their own money to do things. And they spend their really life's work at this point to make these things happen. Nobody on the staff is paid. And every single person goes to board meetings and makes phone calls, calls the veterans, arranges all the transportation, and that's because they love it and they want to say thank you. So to be able to put on these four flights a year, coordinate with the Legion Airlines, do these welcome homes, for it to be 100% homegrown volunteer-based, that's amazing.
I'm going to ask you to do me a favor.
Yes.
Next time you have another event like this or even one at the airport,
yes,
please call me. I'd like to cover it live.
Of course.
And talk to you there and what's going on. Because you guys get a lot of positive feedback from the community, but I think more the community should realize what's going on.
I do too.
And divert some assets to really help it.
Oh, we would be blessed to have you there. Absolutely blessed.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
Look forward to
it.
All
right. Thank you.
That was Jessica Petou, who was one of the organizers and also a spokesperson for Honor Flight. And I wanted to personally send this out to her and thank her so much for all that she did for me while I was there at the facility, her escorting me around, showing me different places, and making sure that I got a chance to be there and talk to everybody to cover that event. I hope to see you guys next week. I'll hear from you. Contact us through our organization, American Veterans Radio Ministries, and that's through Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church here in Tampa, Florida. I thank you for the opportunity to serve my fellow veterans. God bless all of you.
Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush, he played for keeps. The enemy was all around, didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back, he was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. One of a million unsung heroes, whose story forever goes untold. He left us so